Come all you liars, you saints and lost souls. One day's black is another day's gold.
The Canadian indie folk rock band Enter the Haggis will be one of the main stage performers at the Radford Highlanders Festival. The band has been together since 1996. Radford University's David Horton, who'll MC, says the band offers a new take on an ancient storytelling and musical tradition.
That provides the opportunity for folks to see things in a different light. It's not just purely bagpipe music, which we will have lots of pipes and drums throughout the day, but we're also having a slightly different take on it as well.
It's perhaps not surprising that Celtic culture continues to captivate us. It's estimated some 50 million Americans trace their roots to the Scottish Highlands. Here in Appalachia, they found a place reminiscent of home that offered a chance for their cherished ideal, freedom, to thrive. April Asbury is an English instructor at Radford University.
A lot of them were drawn because it was frontier, and it was a place where they could determine their own destinies. They believed that they would find here, as hard and as difficult as it was, and sometimes it was just backbreaking, in spite of all of those difficulties, they could have a kind of autonomy, and this was something that was very, very highly cherished.
It's a value that, like the ancient Celtic bards, they still sing about today.
And the winds are singing freedom. They sing it everywhere. They sing it on the mountainside and in the city square.
Pennsylvania-based singer Jerry Timlin. He hails from County Tyrone, Northern Ireland. He'll also play on the main stage at the festival.
Come and join the song of freedom. Let it ring from sea to sea.
The Radford Highlanders Festival draws some 8,000 people for its annual weekend revival. Events include athletic competitions such as tossing the caber, an extremely heavy wooden pole believed to have originated as a tool in clan warfare. There'll also be demonstrations of border collie herding and the customary eating of the haggis, a Scottish delicacy of sheep or calf innards, considered by some to be, well, off-putting, and by others, quite delicious.
I don't think it's that bad, personally.
April Asbury.
I kind of enjoy the haggis. I have to admit, it may not be for the faint-hearted, particularly when delivered steaming to the table to be ripped open. It's kind of an unusual food, but of course the reason that it has become so celebrated in today's Scottish dinners and things is probably due to Robert Burns' great poem in which he addresses the haggis as being this hearty food for hearty people.
The Radford Highlanders Festival will also feature other food and crafts booths, plus activities for the kids, and a chance to learn about a culture which millennia ago dominated much of Central Europe and still thrives here in the Appalachian tradition today. I'm Robbie Harris.